Talking now with Roy Lee Lindsay of the Oklahoma Poor Council. Roy Lee, let's talk a little bit about this development of PED being diagnosed here at State Fair Park. Tell me, you know, what you've known, kind of the timeline of what's going on here.
Well, Ron, we always encourage our exhibitors when they come to any of our major shows that if they've got an animal that's sick, to let us know. And as we were hearing from exhibitors about animals in the barn that were symptomatic, we called and asked a veterinarian to kind of walk through the barn and inspect the animals. And late yesterday, we really decided that we had a larger problem than maybe we had originally thought. And pulled some samples. We sent them off to the diagnostic lab in Stillwater. And the folks at OADDL, that's the Animal Disease Diagnostic Lab, worked through the night to come back and tell us with a positive that we've got PED here in our barn. So we've spent the day today trying to communicate with the exhibitors here, with attendees here, about how to take proper precautions as they go home. We've pushed resources out to exhibitors, trying to answer questions here around the barns as they come in. But our biggest thing right now is how do we limit the spread of this as best we can, knowing we've already got animals that have gone home, we've got people that have gone home. We know that we've, in some places, have tracked this home already, and how do we limit doing that even further?
Right. Obviously, this has been probably in the barns for a couple of days, right?
Yeah, it takes several days for this to manifest and to develop to the extent that it has now. It's really unfortunate for a number of reasons, but for these kids that have been working for 6+ months with these animals, you know, and if they raised them themselves, they've been working even longer than that, trying to get these hogs ready for show, and here they arrive at the state championship, if you will, and they're injured, they're sick, they don't feel well, and that's unfortunate for them. Now we're focused on what can our exhibitors and people do at home to protect themselves, protect other animals they've got at home, etc.
What we know from about PED, going back to when we had the larger outbreak a couple, 3 years ago now, it's a baby pig killer.
Yeah, it's very hard on baby pigs. And I should have said this sooner, so forgive me. But this is a swine disease. It's not a human health risk. Pork is safe to eat. Right. If you were buying one of these pigs, they're safe to eat. There's not an issue in that regard in any way, shape, or form. The pork's still safe to eat, and this is not a human health issue at all.
Right.
But the biggest impact for PED is on very small pigs. Newborns, weaned pigs up to about 30 pounds. They just can't fight off the dehydration that comes with the disease. Once they get a little bigger than that, they tend to work through it and get sick and recover and go on. But for little pigs especially, mortality is almost 100%.
We also discovered it's pretty contagious.
It's highly contagious. PED is one of the most contagious diseases we've seen. And maybe contagious and infectious is the right way to just say it. I'm not a veterinarian, so if I got it wrong, please don't yell at me. But it takes a very minuscule amount of this virus to infect an awful lot of animals. And one pig comes in here that's got it, and if they drop a manure in the aisleway where every other pig walks through, and every other pig's going to pick it up as they go through, and they're going to walk through it, and the people are going to walk through it, and we're going to track it through the barn, and we're going to, and so it was easily transmissible. It didn't take very much to transmit, and so now what we're coaching people on is what they can do when they get home to help protect the animals they've got at home.
I got one question on social media real quickly. What about folks that have come through the hog barns and gone to the other livestock barns?
My advice would be that anybody that's been here at the fairgrounds should take the same kinds of precautions. If they've got hogs at home, they should take the same kinds of precautions as if they were showing hogs here, whether they just walked through this barn or they just walked through the other barns. You know, we moved Gilts and Berrias over to the legislative showmanship on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
You've got friends and family that have tracked all through the hog barn and then gone back to the cattle barn. So we know that because it takes such a small amount of this virus to start an infection, that anybody that's been on the fairgrounds needs to just be cautious as they go home.
You mentioned to me you're very concerned about folks that have got sows, whether just a show pig operation or a larger operation. That's a major worry.
Sure, because it now would be about the time that folks are farrowing sows for show pigs for the fall. So if you've got sows at home with nursing pigs, then you need to be very cautious about what you might take home from here. We've pushed out a fact sheet on the OYE app that people can access. I gave you a copy of it that you can share as well. It's got some resources for people to go find biosecurity guides. But for the most part, it is, if you've got animals here and you're taking them home, isolate them from what you have at home. Isolate yourself, meaning change your shoes, wash your clothes. Don't wear these shoes back in your barn tomorrow. Get them cleaned. Get them disinfected. Wash your coat. Wash your hat. Yeah, I know it's your favorite barn hat, but don't take it into the barn until you've cleaned it or you've replaced it. Wash your truck. Wash your trailer. Take care of your tack. Disinfect it. Don't just wash it, but clean it with a disinfectant. Make sure you're doing those things. And the resources that we've pushed out through the app and other places have websites you can go to get some more of those resources, what you can do and how you can do that to protect yourself.
Well, folks have questions and whatnot, they can go to those resources, but they can also contact the Oklahoma Pork Council.
Yeah, you can send me an email if you'd like. You can contact us through our website, contact us through Facebook, whatever, and we will do our best to get answers to your questions and tell you what we know.
Thank you, Roy Lee. Roy Lee Lindsay with the Oklahoma Pork Council talking about the discovery of this PED virus literally overnight on Thursday morning after the diagnostic lab at Oklahoma State University up in Stillwater worked overnight and came up with the diagnosis after they had received some samples from the Oklahoma Youth Expo on Wednesday evening. A very quick turnaround by the diagnostic lab, and now the biosecurity follow-up, very important to get a handle on this disease. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.